This is Margaret Arjous, and I'd like to welcome you to Suki Yum. A series of programs about our well-being, wherein we examine methods which will enable us to obtain a harmonious state of mind, body, and spirit, with the collaboration of holistic practitioner and psychotherapist, Dr. Lydia Ukaneva. Hello, this is Margaret Arjous, and welcome to the program Suki Yum. And today as well, we are going to talk about meditation. And believe it or not, we have Dr. Lydia with us, and she's going to do some live meditation today on this radio station. So do stay with us. Hello, Lydia.
Good morning.
And welcome to the program.
Thank you for inviting me.
Is it true? Are you going to keep your promise?
Yes.
We really going to practice meditation today
absolutely.
On the program?
Absolutely.
Okay. So shall we close with that, with some meditation? We also have a few guests with us. And in fact, these are people who practice meditation. And our first one is Marini Lowell. And she has some very interesting things to say. Shall we listen to her?
Definitely.
Hello, I'm Marina Lowell. I have a feeling that actually this is a fact. So many people nowadays are looking for an extra alternative way of life because they realize that there is intrinsically something wrong with all our programming, with all our boxed attitudes. And they try to go along, really, and they try to fit in. However, inherently, deep down in the heart, they do know that it's not the way we should be living, basically. All the rush, all the stress, all the importance to material things. It is so incredibly tiring on the human physique and the psyche. We have been kept ourselves, this is not a matter of blame, so far from the truth of our being and of our existence, that I believe from generation to generation we have really lost touch with ourselves and the earth and who and what we truly are. So right now, and this has been coming along, whipping up slowly, slowly, there is an incredible movement from people who are not really afraid to break any rules, not in a destructive way, but purely in a creative way. They want to self-create, they want to reinvent themselves in the way they should truly be. And through meditation, and if one really goes into the understanding of perception and the metaphysical side, we have lost all this in our culture. However, many, many native tribes, many gurus in India have kept that, and incredible miracles they can perform. One can't even speak about them really sometimes in our society for being taken for mad, you know. I mean, you can't, certain things they can achieve. So therefore this proves that really, yes, there is so much more to us than we think there is. And I feel that through meditation, we tap into that part of our brain which will really help us to open up and understand so much more than our limited boundaries and our closed lives. And this is what is happening through meditation. There's always something new to learn from the different cultures. They all have their own way, but basically, I think these cultures who study metaphysics, who have a deep, deep knowledge of the brain, of the mind's workings, although it's not always apparent that they do. We think we know more in the West, and we do, perhaps, on some level, but on the levels which really, really matter, the Eastern philosophy and the Tibetans, the Peruvian natives, they know so much more, and we're way behind. We're technologically more advanced. However, all these gurus and sages and wise people have never lost the knowledge they had, and we need to go back to that. May everyone find the path towards that end, really. Thank you.
And Marina Lowell here mentioned that there's more to us than we realize, and that there's something beyond our limitations. Very interesting.
It is. And from the scientific point of view, the science, especially genetics, found sleeping chromosomes. But actually, it's more and more evidence it's not sleeping at all. Part of our chromosomes keeping information about our potency, so we do not know who we are. And most of people becoming to be more aware when they are in critical conditions, in critical situations, then people start to experience extra normal experiences, extraordinary. So it's much to discover. And each of us have our own individual journey. So it's an incredible world we're living. We just need to be pioneers to discover ourselves.
Yes, now let's listen to another member of this meditation center, and it's Christian. Let's listen to his experience regarding meditation.
Hi, my name is Christian, I'm 45 years old. I was, up until very recently, I was probably the most skeptical person that you will ever meet. I was reluctant, recalcitrant, didn't know how to relax, didn't know how to meditate. Meditate was a complete alien concept to me. I tried hypnosis, but I couldn't be hypnotized because simply I didn't know how to relax. On a recent trip to Bali, just very recent, less than 3 weeks ago, I have joined a friend on a day trip to the Anka Meditation Center. I had met Prabhu, who has, with hindsight, I can see he had read me from top to toe. And with a few pointers from him and from my friend, I had tried again the meditation. To my surprise, I still don't know to this day whether I was in a state of relaxation, complete weightless person. I still don't know whether it was 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 20 minutes, half an hour, or even an hour. I have no idea. The realization that I could actually meditate shocked me. Shook my entire system, and I started to, upon returning from meditation, I looked at Prabhu with completely different eyes. I looked at the environment with completely different eyes, and I actually started to believe in his practice and his concept. Meditation by number was, as I said, I had looked at it with a little bit of more of a scientific interest, if you know what I mean. Now I can see that the interest is more personal. By very much by coincidence, Prabhu arrived in Malta the day after we returned from Bali, and once again I took an interest in meditation classes, guided by Prabhu this time. And I found it to be captivating. It was like a source of energy that drew me to it. I continued this for the past 10 days now, and continue to meet Prabhu on a regular basis. And I actually found that meditating in the morning just simply energizes me. Or it was, as my niece actually tells me, it changed me completely. The most amazing thing happened yesterday during the initiation at the Diksha, the initiation ceremony. where I had experienced, experienced feelings and body reactions that were completely amazing. That's all I could say. And I feel that I'd like to continue with this. Once again, as Marisa said before me, I do not believe that this will ever change my religion. I was born a Christian and I still feel a Christian. But I do believe that this will help me to start a new life. Thank you.
Well, Christian says that he's a changed man, and this experience, this meditation experience, seems to change people a lot. He also mentioned, Lydia, number meditation, and for the benefit of those listeners who weren't with us during our last program, can you explain it again?
So the number meditation is the mind management technique that helps to integrate our organism, our body, mind, spirit, our emotions, and eliminate the conflict inside of us. Most of our problems with the health, with the mind problems, with emotions, what we call stress, is a result of separations. The mind wants one thing, the feelings telling you different thing, so, and the body is going in a completely different way. So we are disintegrated. This simple technique is a synthesis of ancient knowledge and the last science of quantum physics. The simplicity of that is the number, because the number is common for any cultures, for any religions, for any philosophers, and very tolerant. So if we will speak about the different, similar but different cultural way, like prayer of different cultures, Jewish prayer, Muslim prayer, Christian prayer, it's based on different words, on different rhythm. The number is neutral. It do not belong to anyone, but it also belongs to everyone. We are using number every day, and we do not understand the number is the represented the frequencies of the world where we're living. So once our mind took the number, choose the number from 1 to 9, we can from just one number unlock the key of our synchronicity. Yes,
it and you will always use that.
You will always use that. And it's not contradicted to anything of your practice, like many people now in Malta using the number during their prayer. They're preparing themselves for their prayer by number meditation, 5 minute number meditation. Many people in different countries, I've been all over the world, I've been in Arab countries, I've been in Asian country. Just now I came back from Russia. It was the first visit of Prabhu and the first presentations in Russia, in St. Petersburg, Moscow and Tula. And it is no contradiction. So,
in fact, we're going to put it into practice today, no? You're going to show us how to meditate using the number.
Yes, I would love to share with everyone because the technique is so simple but very beneficial.
And our next participant is Claudia. Now watch out, because she's going to talk about a physical condition which changed her life thanks to meditation.
My name is Claudia. I've been doing number meditation now since last October. I started by chance. I came initially for a yoga class and then I stayed on for meditation. And I was immediately surprised by the positive effect that it had on my being. I kept it up. I was practicing on a daily basis, every morning. And immediately, well, not immediately, but rather after a few months, I started even noticing physical changes. So before starting to meditate, I used to suffer from severe asthma. and I was on medications, steroidal inhalers, and there was a period, it was a period where I really couldn't come off the inhalers. It's like my body was addicted to them. And slowly, without me realizing, I started using them less and less, until eventually, just one morning, I woke up, I felt I was fine and I didn't need them, and I stopped using them completely. This was like about a month and a half, 2 months after I started meditating. And I haven't touched an inhaler since, which is something very, very strange, because before, like, even incense would trigger an asthma attack. I had so many triggers, and like whenever I used to have these attacks, I'd be really bad. I wouldn't even be able to go up a flight of stairs without losing breath and going for my inhaler. So, like, this was one of the most obvious effects that meditation has had. There were other effects that were sort of more internal, more to do with the way of living and the way of thinking and your outlook towards life. I think you, in a way, you become more calm, but more accepting of life circumstances that occur. So if something happens that before you would have reacted to with a lot of drama, a lot of negativity, you learn, in a way, it comes automatically to accept more and to take life in a way as it comes, rather than to make a big deal out of it. And I mean, through my personal experience, I encourage people to take some form of meditation. This number meditation has been very effective in a very short period of time. So, like, you could see the results nearly immediately. I would say from the first week, I could feel a difference.
Yes, so that was Claudia over there. Amazing how it changed her life, Lydia.
Yes, and Claudia have a scientific degree, so she is very intelligent person. I want to say this meditation is open for people who have very simple education and who have quite high academical education, because you can find everything inside of that. You can find the explanation, or you can find just a simple doing. And the amazing thing is, the more you're doing, the more you understand what is this about.
And it cured her asthma.
It cured her asthma, and not only hers. I have quite many people around who have a problem with asthma, pre-cancer condition, or even it's bring people with the cancer into the remission. It's also collaborated with the food. But this meditation is the first step.
Okay, so let's listen to what Marisa Grek has to say.
My name is Marisa Grek. I'm 45, and I've been doing a number meditation now for 2 years. It started because I had an injury, and I went for healing with Nikita, and through the healing, and she asked me to join on a Friday meditation. So I started the numbers, and without me knowing, I chose my number, and without me knowing, I kept looking forward for every Friday for the meditation. Then I started doing it at home, lighting the candle, lighting the incense, and the change started happening. I wanted to change I wanted a change, but I didn't plan it really. And it started to happen. That was of June of 2 years ago. Then Prabhu came in, it was December or November. And when I went to meet him, he looked into my eyes, read my soul, and he healed me from a lot of addictions that I had gathered through my life. Since then, my meditation is part of my life. I can't imagine me not meditating every morning. It's like, for some, the coffee that wakes them up. I've been to Bali now 3 times, and I'm planning to go again next year. The power of Duna has, because it has changed me, the way I live, the way I think, it has also changed my relationships around me, which includes my loved ones, my family, my friends. I use my number in everything, basically. If I'm doing an appointment, or if I'm cooking, or if I'm buying, it's like I try to, without me knowing, it's the number that I choose. I mean, for me it has nothing to do with religion, because maybe people think that I've changed my religion, which I have not. I was born a Christian, and I'm still a Christian. I mean, but it has helped me live a peaceful and happier life, basically.
They have all witnessed great changes in their lives, Lydia.
Yes, it is. It is. And Marisa points very important things, like she's using this meditation and her number in her daily life. What is going on with this way? You're synchronizing the field of your reality. And Margaret, we discuss about one program to dedicate to vibrational medicine. So I will try to explain how does it work. How does just a simple repetition of your number with honesty and the training of your mind can help you to change not only inner reality, but also the outer reality, because the field around us, the life, is responding for our inner change.
Because we are going to talk about vibrational medicine in
yes.
our next program, aren't we?
Yes.
Yes, and of course, as we promised, I would like to invite you for a short session of meditation. And remember that in a mind full of thoughts, organs clogged with toxins and bodies stiffened with neglect, there's just no space for anything else. So let's let go of everything, sit still, and follow Lydia's instructions. And don't forget to join us for another program, Sukhiya.
Sit down and relax. Feel the sit under your body and choose the number from 1 to 9. Choose it simply by attraction. Keep this number in your mind without sharing. Take it very personal and intimate. Imagine this number between your eyebrows and repeat this number. Every time you're repeating this number, feel the vibrations between your eyebrows. And your mind will attune your body to synchronize the rhythms between your organs, between your system. Listen to your breathing and repeat your number. Relax your body as much as you can and allow this number vibrate through your body. Just feel it, perceive it. Repeat, for example, number 5, 5, Repeat in the speed your own number. Feel connected. Feel vibrations. Be aware about these connections with your number. Somebody can see the number. Somebody can feel just vibrations. If you do not feel anything, it's also okay. Do not be tense about anything. Just slowly repeat your number and build up the connection with your number. 5, 5, 5. Use this number during your day. Do not change this number and do not change the way of the speed in your repetition. Try to keep this number during your working, during your food preparation, during your driving. Feel connected. Feel vibrations. 5, 5, 5. Before you will start your car, repeat your number. Before you will switch off your car, repeat your number. Before you're moving out of your house, repeat your number. Before you will start your prayer, repeat your number. Before you will speak, you will discuss about anything, repeat your number. It will help you to synchronize your mind, to synchronize your emotions, your intelligence, your heart. You will feel in harmony. 5, 5. Smile in your soul and repeat your number.